Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Carnage Punk Rock Friends and Family number one free compilation special. And let's kick it off with Union Jack, First Class Criminal. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
Now then, that was the band called Union Jack, and a little bit of ska punk for you to kick off this week's show, which, as I say, is it's a free download compilation. We've done these before. I'm really pleased these things show up. I think they're an excellent way for people to find out about bands, and I don't think they're giving music away. Certainly, any time anyone asks me, would you donate a track for compilation? I just say yes straight away, because if someone likes it, more often than not, they'll come away and buy your album off the back of it. So it's a brilliant thing to do. It's a brilliant thing to download. There's 20-odd tracks on it. It was difficult choosing which ones. It's a really, really good compilation. What I want to know is, what is... I'm calling them Carnage Records because I haven't got the information hand, but what is the Carnage Bandcamp page?
Carnage.bandcamp.com?
No, it's not, and this isn't in the competition because this is an extra one. Right, it's quite a long one. It's carnagepunkrock.bandcamp.com. So if we were in the competition, you'd be losing, but we're not because I'm nice. If you add a /albums/friends-family-1 to it, you'll come straight to this. But if you just go on carnagepunkrock.bandcamp.com, you will find this compilation, and you can download it for free. FOC, absolutely nothing, and it's brilliant. Speaking of brilliant bands, how about Union Jack? Enjoy that?
Yep.
Yeah, but what's their Bandcamp page, Tony?
unionjack.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Warren, poorly being the internet, Neil. This would normally be the section when I do so many jokes and poems, but as usual, I haven't got any.
Nah.
If you have a joke you'd like to send through to me, please. It's the new year now. Get on with it. Email poorlyb at punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, email poorlyb at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Online listeners, we never hear from you. Do something about it. So what I'm going to do instead, just for the next track, Tony, is I'm going to do a social experiment with you now.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've just been in a well-known supermarket in the UK. Where, okay. Because I'm a bit poor at the moment, and we'll talk about that later on in the show, but I'm a bit poor as a result of what happened last week. So I had to do cheap shopping.
Farm right. Foods?
No, I'm just, isn't a guess
okay.
where I went.
Okay.
It was a well-known supermarket, and in their savers range, I needed tea bags. And you know, tea bags aren't actually that cheap, are they? They normally come in about £3, decent sized pack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have just bought 80 tea bags in this particular supermarket's savers range for 27 pence.
Wow.
For 80 tea bags. So what I'm going to do, Tony.
Yeah.
I've made myself a cup. I'm going to have a taste of it.
Okay.
And if I like it, I'm going to tell you which supermarket it is and recommend that you buy their tea bags for 27p, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like it, I'm going to tell you which supermarket it is and tell you not to buy their tea bags for 27p, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. 50-50, it's how we like it on this show. So here goes, I'm about to taste the tea. There might be a bit of a slurp here, I'll do it into the mic, all right?
Good slurp.
Thanks. I'm having another one. That is, that is perfectly acceptable tea.
That's a quite glowing recommendation, really, considering
it
the price.
It is. I mean, look, it's not the best cup of tea in the world, but it's actually all right. And so, basically, it shows up the cost of manufacturing tea. Mm. For what it is. Because that is just 80 tea bags, 27p, Sainsbury's Savers range. I can't recommend them, as in they're brilliant, but if you're like me, you're not that fussy about tea, they're perfectly acceptable. So there you go.
Cool.
I've just done a massive advert for tea bags for 27p. There you go. If you're not in the UK,
ha!
Unlucky. Right then. So, next track this week, another band. I feel a bit bad about having a cup of tea, the next band being called Street Poison, but there you go. The next band is called Street Poison. Listen out for a track called Sin City coming up. Just before you do, what is Street Poison's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Street Poison?
No, Facebook.com/ SPPUNX, SP Punks, Street Punk Punks, Street Poison Punks, and Sin City.
Inside out, and when
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony?
That's okay.
Street Poison, Sin City, Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One. This is a great, as I'm sure is becoming apparent, this is a very good free compilation. Do make sure you download it and check out Carney's Records and all the bands on this show this week. They're all on this free thing. And it's free, man.
Yeah.
It's 25 songs. Download the lot. If you only end up liking three of it, you've discovered three new bands for nothing. You know, brilliant. The more traffic they get, the better they're doing, the more likely they'll be to do another one. And one thing I'll say about these free compilations, they make it really easy for me to make Funky Radio. Keep them up, keep them up. Now then, have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
All right.
We are. Thanks for your Facebook comments. They're starting to come in now, so people must be getting back to the real world after Christmas and New Year. So please do leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. One of the quickest and easiest ways to get in touch, especially if you are on Facebook most of the time, which is what I tend to do. Right, first comment from the Frenzy of Tongues, who say, Goopa Goopa, see you in 2013, he says with not a little trepidation.
That is correct.
Knowing that at some point the Frenzy of Tongues may have to get to work securing a show. Easier said than done, as they are so intimidating to play with. Our couch is your bed if you do want to get to punkulence, but try to make it in the summertime so you can get all sweaty.
Well, it's more likely to be spring, to be honest.
Ah.
But yes, I've... actually, because I ended up with a genuine New Year's resolution as well.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution was to visit the Frenzy of Tongues in Providence, Rhode Island this year, and I'm going to do it. And I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to fly into New York and see a couple of people that I know and then come up from there, or whether I'm going to fly into Boston, where I've never been before, because it's only 50 miles away. So it would make more sense to fly into Boston, but I might find a New York instead of Boston. I just can't decide. Listen, the only person who should be terrified is me. Have you had a look at the Frenzy of Tongues?
Yeah.
I don't know about Rhode Island, it's more like fucking retard island. Always working. But yeah, it looks like it would be a lot of fun to go and see them, and I am definitely going to try and sort it out. And it's most likely going to be April or May, I think.
Okay, cool. That's not far away.
No.
Next up, comment from Ems, who says, Guy...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Sorry.
Whoops.
We will do it.
Yeah. Guys, what's up with the Best of 2012 special? It's shown up on my iTunes, but it's not downloadable. It's just grey, got nothing next to it. It's not letting me download it. I'm really upset. Can't miss the last show 2012, and I'm even more upset that I totally forgot to enter the Christmas competition.
Well, you've got a chance now. What's your name?
Exactly. I did reply. It wasn't broke. I think she was having a bad iTunes moment. But if you do have problems listening to the show, do drop me an email or look at our Facebook. We'll always look into it.
The only way it would be a problem would be if it's a problem with our direct feed or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's
never a problem.
It's never been a problem now. So in the Christmas competition, obviously, as mentioned last week, you've got a couple of days left, depending on when you listen to this. So the 12th cut off?
Did we say the 12th?
I think we said the 12th.
Right, you've got until the 12th to email me your name.
Yeah. So there you go.
One lucky name will be pulled out of some esoteric hat, and we'll win 15 CDs, 4 t-shirts, posters, flyers, limited edition postcards, a fucking lot of stickers, because you're also thick.
Yes.
I'm devastated. And the thing is, we might have to say, because we've only had 5 entries so far, it's going to be a very small hat. So if you haven't entered yet and you want to win a load of CDs and t-shirts, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, competition or whatever, and just put your name in it.
Yeah.
That's one fair. Person entered saying that their name was such and such, at least they thought it was. Now, I'm not sure whether I can put them in the competition.
I don't think that's a valid answer.
I don't think it is.
No, disallowed.
Yeah.
So, harsh.
Yeah, well, it was harsh, but you know, probably. I asked you for your name, not for what you thought it was.
Yeah.
You know. That shows the standard of our fans, Tony. They are not sure about their own names.
I've had moments like that, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you got any more?
I've got one more, but I will save it to next week. because it's, okay. It's quite a long one. So yeah, we'll do
all
that.
All right, fair enough. In that case, then we get on with the next track. Tony, this one I would like to dedicate to your beautiful other half, the lovely Stephanie, because this is the foreign way, as in Lederhosen Punk.
Born in the mountains, grown up in the sticks, carefree and our lessons with no problems to fix. A place where nature was always my home. I'm sitting on summits to peak like a throne. Well, I moved to the city to make my own mistakes, learn my own lesson, what's real and what's fake. Inspired by myths that's grown up with tradition, from wood to a jungle and every transition. Could never fit in, didn't change for the better. Mine is a human, we'll be outlaws forever. Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Now the mountains call me to find my inner peace, and the meadows conduct my soul to rest. The city's happy pumps life through my veins, slowly blurring my thoughts and easing my pain. It may take some time learning not to bother, that it's ain't a fish in a boat, nay, that this or the other. That is not the place where you're coming from, but society to which you won't ever belong. Couldn't ever fit in, didn't change for the better. Mine is a film and we'll be out there forever. Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. For the better, mine's a film and we'll be out there forever. Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever. Hey! Outlaws forever.
Crotch Goblin.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What is the Foreign Waiters website?
forumwaiters.de?
Might be. I got no idea, mate. I can't find it. I'll give you the point. Type in the Foreign Waiters and Lederhosen Punk, and the only thing you're really going to get is you're going to go to the Carnage Place. So I don't know whether they've got a website or what's going on, but or whether I've just been thick enough to not enter my own competition, but I couldn't find it. So type in the forum. You have to type in more than the Foreign Waiters, otherwise you get forums about waiters. That's what I found.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So, I have had a proper look. But type in the Foreign Waiters and then Lederhosen Punk, and then you will find something about them. Now then, did you do anything last week?
No, I don't think so. Getting back into work. Started doing bits and pieces on the house. Yeah, that was as usual, just housey stuff. What did you do?
I had my shows, mate. I know, great. Friday night in Hitchin was brilliant, but then something bad happened. I'll tell you about it at the end. Saturday night in Letchworth, I've got this girl called Emma. That sounds far worse than it is.
Okay.
She got in touch with me last Thursday and said, would you like me to do some free marketing for you for your comedy show? And absolutely yes. The important word, the key word in that sentence was free. So she did. I don't know what she did, but about 30 people came along that were because of her, and the show was sold out. It was terrific.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Sunday in Baldock was the best show we've done yet. All three nights were great. You can find out about our next shows at all the gigs at lastminutecomedy.com, because my co-host Tony does all the updates. He's always very prompt. I imagine he's already updated the homepage just to reflect the fact that the next show's in February, hasn't he?
Probably by the time this show's up.
Probably by the time this show's up. Yeah, I would think so. So yeah, but on Friday, the dressing room got burgled while the show was on.
Yeah.
And they took the cash box, and they took the first act's props, and all of his props. They're old toys, you know, and he used them in his act for various reasons. And I was really, really upset for this bloke that he lost his props. He didn't appear to give a shit, really. But I was really upset about his stuff. The cash box, because I'd had a drink, the cash box was When the police showed up, they said how much money was in the cash box, and I said, oh, I don't know, I think there was just a float, about 90 quid. And then I thought, oh, hang on, no, what about the other money? So I said, by the time we'd gone, I'd got it up to 200 quid, and basically I became a drunk fisherman. Yeah. And every time I spoke to people, it got more and more. I phoned up the police to say, actually, I think it was more like 350 quid, right? And then the next day, I thought, pull you drunk idiot, that there was only the float there. So I did the honest thing, because honesty is the best policy. I phoned them up and said, actually, I think it was just a float, it was just 90. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to pull the wool over your eyes. They went, no, that's fine, thank you very much, get in touch. Sunday at 5:30 p.m, I got a phone call to say that someone had found his bag.
Brilliant, great.
Right? Person who found it was my friend Kathy, who found it, and they said you can pick it up from the gym. I said I'll phone the police because they might want to pick it up. So I phoned the police at 5:40 and said, hello, is that Sting? and said, look, this bag that's on this, I had the crime number for it. I said, this bag, it's been found, it's at this gym, can you go and get it, because I think you probably want it to dust it for prints, etc. They went, yeah, certainly, thanks for getting in touch. We got a phone call at 11 o'clock at night from Hertfordshire police to say, hey, great news, we found your bag. I went, I know, I told you. It's unbelievable, right? That's Friday. Now, there was a description of the guy we think was the burglar, because one of the acts thinks they saw him.
Okay. Right?
And the description was that he was tall, slim, white, dark hair, between 25 and 30 years old, and left-handed, because he made a phone call while he was in the dressing room. It was all a bit weird, but anyway, he was in the dressing room with this act. If I'd been there, I'd have kicked him out, but anyway, he was there.
Yeah.
And he made this phone call, and he sat down, and he made a point of it being with his left hand, so putting down his left handed. This is crucial, because Saturday night, after getting Letchworth, I walked about 11 o'clock from Letchworth Arts Centre to the Arena Tavern pub with my friend Sam, who is of similar height to me, white, and with short dark hair. Right? We were stopped by the police on the way and questioned about a burglary that had occurred in Letchworth that night. Right?
Okay.
Now, this is where my trust in the police falls apart.
Right.
Because we answered the question, I said, this is weird because there was a burglary last night and I reported it and all that. And go, oh, yeah, right, okay. And we're having this chat. When they finished questioning us, and it had obviously become apparent that we weren't the people they were looking for, I said, by the way, what was the description of the people you were looking for? Because I had a suit jacket and tie on, and I'm very distinctive looking, and Sam just looked like a regular guy, and this policeman sort of mumbled, embarrassed, well, it had been reported that it was two Asian hoodies.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry, but we do not fit the description of two Asian hoodies. And when I said, but that's ridiculous, why have you questioned us? He said, we need to follow up all lines of inquiry, sir. I went, that's great. My fear now is that after the description of this guy being tall, slim and white with dark hair between 25 and 30 and left-handed, that the police are currently looking for a short, right-handed Asian man over the age of 50. Anyway, I have a feeling this crime is not going to be solved somehow. But no, we'll see, and I'll keep you updated. And anyway, that was that. That was the weekend. Sorry it took so long. But anyway, next two songs coming up now. Stay tuned for Burning Heads. But before that, a band called The Rocket Dogs, which I've never played before, which is an oversight on my part. What is The Rocket Dogs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Rocket Dogs.
It is, and dogs is spelled D-O-G-Z, or if you're in the US, D-O-G-Z, which makes it Tony 3, probably be, and the Internet 1. And by the way, I went on their MySpace page, and you're not telling me that MySpace isn't the best site for music. It's absolutely brilliant, and it's being relaunched, which I'm quite excited about. I had a think through about it. I don't know whether you did. So wait to see what happens there, but it might be that we get our MySpace back. Anyway, stay tuned for Burning Heads, but right now this is Teenagers Dressed in Chains.
Come in, fight for game one, two, three.
Uncle Foamy.
Fighting for the class on a computer. You never really went out. You think you're not the world. You're bread in the box. You're giving lessons. You're always giving lessons.
Blame us, hate us, criticize us. Find every reason to make a fuss. Who cares what you may say?
Behind your screen, you think you're great. In my opinion, you're a bit frustrated.
Blame us, hate us, criticize us. Find every reason to make a fuss. Who cares what you may say? Who cares what you may say? Hey. Your words are lies. Your world is fake. Open the window and take a break.
You think you know the truth. How can we be so stupid? We should have joined the crew.
Blame us, hate us, criticize us. Find every reason to make a fuss. Who cares what you may say? Who cares what you may say? Your words are lies, your world is fake. Open the window and take a break.
Are you gonna rock in your hate? You gotta rock in your hate.
You're listening to Project Marv Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Burning Heads, who I think are French. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Burning Heads.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B and Internet One. Uh-oh, alarm bells, etc. So, yeah, and as I say, all of these bands are on the free compilation this week. Make sure you download them. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12?
Needs to update their website.
Yep. Oh, sounds familiar, Tony. People in glass houses, sir.
Well, yeah. Good point. Another week, another gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's on Dunwich Street in London. They haven't updated the website, so there is stuff on at the weekend, but it's all to be confirmed. So maybe pop along, have a little bit of a gamble. It'll bound to be quality nights. I do have information for Thursday and Friday, so
well,
I shall lead with that. I'll finish with that actually as well. This Thursday, 10th of January, Camille Miller and the Lemmingtons, Backbeat and No Way Sweden. It's a Thursday evening. How much think that would be?
£6.
It is.
Well, nice.
And this Friday, the 11th of January, Viva Las Vegas, The Witch Doctors, Scant Regard, and The Love Me Tenders. Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous Night.
Seal of approval.
Yeah, have we played some of those before?
I think we might have, yeah.
Maybe. Friday night, I always think.
£6.
It is £6, yeah. That's it. That's
well,
it.
In that case then, that's giving it a good old 66, a long way down the road from the Number of the Beast. Do get down to the 12 Bar if you can. It's an absolutely brilliant venue and you're guaranteed a good time. Do you know what? I'm not working on Friday. Oh, I might even be able to go.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Get yourself down there.
I might get in touch with them. Say, oh, yeah, I'm out of free ticket.
Tell them at the website when you're there.
Yeah, well, I think we've done enough of pushing them to merit me getting a free ticket.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's see. I might go to London Town on Friday. That'd be nice.
That's it for Gig Guide.
Well, that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 bar. And if you do have a gig, get in touch with Tony. You know, we'll read it out.
Yep.
No matter where you are in the world, we'll let people know about your gig. You never know, there might be someone who lives around the corner who comes along. Worth it. Right, track 6. Here we go. So, this is another band on the compilation who I know very little about, a band called Foolish. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/foolish.
No, facebook.com/foolish official. Boy of the Internet 2, Tony 4. This is Hangover. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bank or Foolish. Do you know what? It's been quite a sort of modern punk, ska punk, super punk special this week. I'm enjoying the music. I hope you are too. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
No. Not anything I can think of. No.
Right.
Work, and indeed working.
Because yes, I just want to... Well, I've just remembered something that you possibly could do, and I might do as well. As I say, Friday night, I was planning to surprise my friend by showing up to their comedy show, because they'll be really pissed off that I go. I can't say any more than that, but they won't be pissed off because I'm a comic. They'll be pissed off because it's me, and they don't like the fact that I know they're trying to be a stand-up comic at the moment. But I have noticed.
Oh, really?
I've noticed they've got a gig on Friday, and I might get down there and stand there. Right, go on then, make me laugh. And then I might go to the 12 bar after that. But Saturday night, I've just been reminded of this. Saturday night at the Maze on Mansfield Road in Nottingham, there is a gig featuring Frenzy, who I think you've seen before. I'm not sure, but they're absolutely brilliant live. We played them on the show before. It's part of their 30th anniversary tour, and it's only a fiver to get in, and it's on Saturday. And I'm going to have a word with my mate Steve, see if he fancies coming up, and I might be able to go to that. So I'm just saying, Tone, if you're about as well, if you, even if you only fancy going down for an hour or something, it is only a fiver to get in, and, you know, it's the right end of Nottingham to not take you. Oh, you live in Nottingham? What are you talking about? It's really near you. You can walk there.
Well, you can, not massively, but I could the bus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not far, is it? And
you walk through St. Anne's. I think I wouldn't risk it. But anyway, but carry on.
Yeah, I didn't know you were in St. Anne's.
No, no. St. Anne's is between me and the maze. It keeps me away.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll get a cab.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be walking through there, son.
Good news.
If you'd like to know what St. Anne's is like, why not watch a film called Small Time? You'll find out all about it. Or was that a set on the Meadows?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, don't matter. But that's on Saturday, and that might be something that you can go to. But certainly, it'll be brilliant. It'll be a great night. So that's something that you could maybe do as well. Because I haven't got any gigs, so I haven't really got much else to do. So anyway, that's that. Two songs left. Next one up, Detach. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called 2.8 and a track called Detached, which again is on this free compilation via Carnage Records, I'm calling them, because I'm not sure the official title. Once again, I'll say the website carnagepunkrock.bandcamp.com, and you'll be able to find it. The album is called Friends and Family 1. Right, what is 2.8's MySpace page?
myspace.com/2.8.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/TPE2.8, all letters. TPE, standing for 2.8. TPE2.8, which makes me think that they either fucked up the first time or there was already someone else with the MySpace page 2.8. But anyway, it does mean it's Tony Internet. It's Tony 4, probably being Internet 3.
Mm.
So I have come back into this. Now then, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right. But I'm already angry about this, so go on.
Yeah, so please do email me or twats. I can't remember if I had one last week, can I? I think we did, maybe. Yes, we did, I think. But no, we didn't actually at all. Email me or twats. You're all useless, but I'll love you a long time if you do send me a twat. Tony@punkyradio.com or the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Let's get some twats in for to beat down those January blues.
Yeah, what better way
to beat down the January blues than with a good portion of twat?
Exactly.
Exactly. But you've got something else to tell us.
Yeah, so as mentioned previously, we are on a new internet radio station, but we kind of moved from one to another. So we're no longer on extrememetalradio.net, I'm led to believe. I think that's the guy running it has moved to a new station and moved us with it. As mentioned, it's the Galactic World Radio, galacticworldradio.com, GALACTIC, worldradio.com. And we are on Mondays, 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. But I don't know the time zone. It doesn't say on the website. I'd guess at EST. Why not? But so wherever
it's going to be EST or Central, most likely, isn't it?
I think.
They tend to be the way they advertise. So yeah, so it'll be in United States of America time, 7 or 8 o'clock.
7 or 8 o'clock. I think we will.
Yeah. It'll be sort of one or two in the morning, won't it? In the UK.
Yes. So that's good.
It's on at lunchtime somewhere, everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
If you listen to Punky Radio at lunchtime on an internet radio station, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, I listen to you at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Let's find out how many people listen to us at lunchtime.
It would be nice to know anyone listening online.
Oh, yeah, we don't hear from anyone.
No, they're all quiet bunch.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
Perhaps they all turn off their internet radios when we start. Perhaps we don't have any internet listeners.
I didn't want to ask that question.
No, you didn't want to bring that one up, but, you know, I just banged right in there with it. You can't handle the truth. If you are listening online, do get in touch. We'd like to hear from you, of course. So that's about it, isn't it? Let's just do the last song, shall we?
Yep.
Last track this week, band called Rat City Riot. What? Now, and they're from California. What is their website?
RatCityRiot.com.
It is. Ooh. Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 3. It's a victory. It's a victory. It's a victory for Mr. Tony Hearn. Listen out to 5-3 to finish up. Well done. I'll talk to you briefly at the end of the show right now. This is Sons of the Republic.
California is in a very disastrous situation right now.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon.
Thanks so much for listening this week. That was Rat City Riot with a track called Sons of the Republic, which is available on, as I keep saying, this free compilation download you can get by Carnage Records, carnagepunkrock.bandcamp.com. And thanks ever so much to the guys there. I will be in touch with you to thank you and let you know that we've done this. Loads of great tracks on it, but loads of other bands as well. For example, Pipes and Pints on it that we played the other week. But I did try and pick 8 tracks by bands we hadn't played before, if that makes sense. So thank you very, 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 very much for that. Also, thank you very much to Sainsbury's for your Savers 80 tea bags for 27 pence. I've just about finished the cup now and it's been perfectly acceptable.
Wow. That's like 3 for a penny, isn't it?
Effectively, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I can't argue with those economics. I can question how they can possibly work. But in terms of the economics, personally, I've got a really cheap box of tea bags there and they're all right. If you're one of these teabag Nazis, don't bother coming around at my house, especially with this knowledge, because now you know this.
You could stick them in a Twinings box or something.
Is that the sort of thing you would do, Tony?
Maybe.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't do that. I'd go, look at this, really cheap. So that's about that. Thank you very much for listening this week. Maybe I'll see one or two of you down at the 12 bar on Friday night. Who knows, I might see one or two of you at the Maze in Nottingham on Saturday night. Tony won't see any of you unless you go around his house. If you do go around his house, judging by the conversation we just had, don't trust the tea. Don't trust the tea. Oh, I tell you what.
What's that?
One of the songs this week, I completely forgot to mention it. I can't remember which one, but one of the songs this week, as you probably noticed but didn't, kind of thing, was a little bit like Tony Towers.
What was it?
Yeah. I thought when I was listening to it, I was going, it's a bit like Tony Towers. Maybe we should revisit Tony Towers in a few weeks, mate, and we should play that again.
Why not?
I'd like you to go in and fucking re-record it properly without the bongos, but anyway, that's another story.
You didn't like the bongos?
No, there was too much bongo in it. And I also want you to go in and get the drums and the bass, not to just follow what you're doing, but I understand you were in a rush when you did it, because I think that's got the makings of being one of the greatest songs of all time.
Oh right, okay.
It needs to be done properly. Anyway, let's not have that production meeting at the end of the show. Thank you very much to all of you for listening. Please do get in touch. You've got 1 week left, effectively. You've got until the 12th to email me your name to go in the competition. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.